Locker room chats continuing here on KNZA 103.9 as we get you set for week four of high school football, and now we get a chance to talk Horton Chargers football with head coach, that is Kyle Gerst. It is presented by USB and Sweet Pro Feeds. Coach, let's go to the game last week. 34-20, your team comes up just a bit short in that ball game against Valley Falls. Kind of take us through your overall takeaways from that game, and what'd you see out of your team in that one?
No, I mean, the first thing is we got to tackle better. I mean, we did a very poor job of tackling, gave up some big plays, and they had five big plays in the first half that resulted in their five scores. And if we take those away, which we did in the second half, then the outcome of that game is probably a little different, because we ran the ball really well. We were real physical with them, and we got almost 250 yards of rushing. And that's with us having to start throwing the football towards the end of the game because we were running out of time.
Yeah, and talk about just kind of the tale of two halves. Valley Falls, they got going quick, and they were getting up quick. Your team had to rally a little bit towards the end of the game and certainly made it more competitive and interesting. Was it adjustments that you had made? Was it just things maybe going the right way? How would you kind of assess how that game turned around a little bit?
It wasn't even the tale of two halves. It was five plays in the first half. Just five plays. Five total plays. And otherwise, the first half looks a lot like the second half for us. We just didn't we committed some mental penalties, some false starts, a couple, you know, just mental errors that killed a couple drives in the first half. And in the second half, we didn't do that a couple times. And then we just kind of ran out of time trying to throw the ball because we were running it great. And if we'd had more time on the clock, we'd have kept running it. We made a lot of mental errors. And, you know, it's unfortunate. But, you know, we gotta learn not to do that and move forward.
Now we're getting ready for district play, and we'll talk about the opponent in Nemaha Central coming up this week, but how would you assess the team through 3 weeks? I mean, we talked before the season started, kind of where the direction the program was going. You get that first win, and then coming off the loss to Valley Falls last week. Through 3 weeks, how do you kind of assess where the team's at?
We are better in some regards, and we took steps backwards Friday night. Like, I was surprised at how much we struggled with tackling, considering how much better we had looked the first 2 weeks at tackling, and we kind of regressed there a little bit. So that's something that we're addressing this week, because we've got to be a good tackling team. We've got to get good at tackling. But I think overall, guys are starting to really figure out the system and what they're supposed to do. We're starting to get more physical up front, which will help us. But, you know, we just got to keep working and getting better. I mean, we're still a pretty young team.
Well, you're certainly going to get tested this week. Nemaha Central, one of the best in the state, as district play begins. We'll talk about that when we come back here on KNZA. Continuing our conversation with Horton head football coach, that is Kyle Gerst. It is presented by USB and Sweet Pro Feeds. District play starts this week. As you kind of run down the district, Class 2A District 4, Nemaha Central, Minneapolis, Sabetha, Riley County. How do you kind of gauge this overall district, and how challenging is it going to be this year?
I mean, this is a tough district. It's probably the toughest district in the state. And from top to bottom, this district is, it's a tough district. So, and I know there's other really good districts out there, but ours is pretty tough. We got some really good teams in this district.
Yeah, and it starts here with Nemaha Central on Friday night.
It does.
And to some, maybe the best in 2A. I know southeast of Saline would maybe have something to say about that, but Nemaha Central, they have looked as good as you possibly could in the first three games. They beat Holton right out the gate, other wins over Royal Valley and Perry LeCompton most recently. When you watch them on film and just kind of gauge what kind of team they are, what really jumps off the page about this team?
They're physical, and they're fast. Those are the two things that, like, simultaneously jump off the page. And they're really well-disciplined and well-coached. Like, they do what they're supposed to do on every single play. And it allows them to play fast. And allows them to play physical.
Let's go with a few keys, Coach. What's it going to take? You get them at home, just kind of letting everything out the cage here for this one. What are the expectations? What are going to be some keys for this Friday's game?
I mean, the key to this Friday's game is we've got to tackle. We've got to tackle with – we got to take the right angles, and we got to tackle with the right leverage. Because if we try and tackle these guys high, they're big and they're physical. That's not going to get it done. We have to tackle with proper leverage. You know, if we can tackle well, then you've always got a chance that you can tackle well. But if we tackle like we did last Friday night, it could be a problem. We got to get that corrected. That's the biggest thing for me, is we've got to tackle.
Well, there it is. Horton head football coach Kyle Gersh joining us here. They get ready for Nemaha Central on Friday. District play begins across the state as we're now up to week number 4. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck Friday. We'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Appreciate it, man.